just want to start by saying that I am presenting on behalf of the original author of this presentation, Shoshana D. So I might not be able to answer all of your questions at the end of the session, but I'll be glad to write them down and get back to you after, if you wish. So my presentation will talk a bit, we'll talk about moving beyond the amounts that were committed or beyond the amount that were disbursed and looking at what was actually spent in the country from those monies. I will present the different definitions of the commitments, disbursements, and expenditure, then move on to describing briefly what current global initiatives or current global database track. Then I'll present some examples illustrating the differences between the amounts committed, the amounts disbursed, and the actual amounts that were spent in countries and the implications. Commitment and definition and disbursement database definitions were drawn from a publication from the Center for Global Development called the Trickle or Flood. The definition of a commitment is the point at which funding that is readily available to the funder is legally promised to the recipient. So it is when a donor, for example, USAID, announces that it will give $1 million, and this is not the real number, but for PEPFAR. So it is the moment where the amounts are announced. Then we have the second level, which are disbursements. So it's the point at which funds are transferred from the funding mechanism to the recipient. So in this case, it's, for example, when the money actually moves from, for example, USAID to a country or a program, from bank account to bank account, or when it's, in the case of donated goods, it's when the goods are actually shipped or transferred to a country. And then we move on to the expenditure level. In this case, the definition is drawn from the producer's guide of the National Health Accounts methodology. An expenditure is the measurement in monetary terms of the value of consumption of the goods and services of interest. So in this case, it's when the money was actually spent, when the Ministry of Health transferred, for example, the money to a hospital, or in the case of an expenditure, a service or a good has been exchanged, a health service in our case. Right now, the focus of global initiatives or global databases is mainly to track commitments and disbursements. If you take, for example, the DAC database, the OECD database, which stands for Development Assistance Committee Database, it tracks statistics on aid and resource flows reported by the members, by the OECD members. So these are mainly commitments and disbursements. The Center for Global Development is developing a program or database to track the way HIV/AIDS funds are allocated and disbursed. Then again, it doesn't go deeper into the expenditure, but rather just looks at disbursement and commitment, which also has its value, of course. Finally, we have the Global Fund database and the Gavi database, which again track mainly commitments and disbursements. So this first box illustrates what I just said. So here we see the arrows going from the funder to the initial recipient of funds. So this is the level that we currently track mostly, which are the disbursements and commitments. But we need to go, this new box, this pink box, represents the national level. That's where the expenditure would be tracked. why is there a need to track expenditure? First of all, to measure what was actually spent from the money that was disbursed or committed, what services were purchased, and tracking expenditure will also inform and help monitor the effectiveness of the aid money that we provide. So again, why expenditure data? Because we want to know what we are getting for the money that we are spending on certain programs or countries. How are these funds invested? Whether or not the funds are reaching the intended targets, whether the targets are population targets, geographical targets, health status targets, and looking at expenditure data will also, and comparing that to disbursements, will also give a clue as to what could be the bottlenecks, what are the problems in spending this money. Now, a methodology that can be used to track those expenditure to track the expenditure at the national level is called the National Health Accounts methodology. I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with this methodology, but I'll go over it very briefly. It's an internationally accepted and tested framework. It was by WHO, the World Bank, OECD, USAID. It's based on a internationally accepted coding framework. It was conducted in more than 100 countries, and what it does is that it tracks annual expenditure at the national level, and not only the total amount, but it actually looks at how the money flows in the system, so through which provider it flows to, which services are purchased, which type of goods are purchased, who are the donors. So it's a very effective tool to measuring expenditure at the national level. Again, this presents briefly what the National Health Accounts is. On the left, you have all the data once collected and processed are inputted into four tables presenting the sources of the fund on the top to the recipient of the funds. This would be the line headings. So as I mentioned, it really measures the flow of the funds inside a healthcare system. So it goes from the financing sources, for example, the donors, USAID or World Bank. It tracks to the financing agent, who is actually managing those funds. Those could be the Ministry of Health or the NGOs in country. Then it tracks the flow to the provider, so which to the hospitals or the healthcare centers, so how much money flowed through the public hospitals, private hospitals, and then it also looks at what type of goods or services were purchased with this money. Another principle of the National Health Accounts that's useful to look into the difference between disbursements versus expenditure is the principle of triangulation. Triangulation is the idea is that for one information you use two sources of data to identify an information. Example to ask how much do the donors report giving, but ask also the Ministry of Health how much do they report receiving. So this provides two sources of data for information on expenditure, and it can be useful to identify the gaps between what was actually disbursed and what was also spent. Because sometimes also donors may report giving higher amounts to the Ministry of Health. Sometimes it's because also the money that was given was meant to be used for more than a year or 2 years. and also because donors may report providing in-kind contributions like goods or contraceptives or so here I will look at some case studies showing the differences between the amounts committed, disbursed, and the expenditure level. So here we have the case of malaria expenditure in Rwanda. In 2003, donors spent about $2.4 million on malaria in Rwanda. This amount increased to about $18.3 million in 2005. But what was observed is that only 3% of this money was actually spent, and this of course prompted the question: why is only 3% of the donor money spent? And the finding was that they learned that the low execution was due to supply constraints for long-lasting ITNs. So in this case, this analysis looking at this difference really helped to identify what was the bottleneck and what was the problem in actually spending those funds. Next, we move to Malawi, and these are the expenditure for HIV/AIDS, I think. Yes. So here we see the first column is the funds that were disbursed. This first table presents the funds by recipients. So the first column you have the disbursed funds, the spent funds, and on the last column you'll see that about 17% of all the disbursed funds that went to HIV/AIDS were not spent. And that was especially true for education and training institutions, who didn't spend about 51% of the amounts they received. NGOs and faith-based organizations as well didn't spend all the money that they received. This shows the same table as previously, but per intervention area. There again, you see that the major area where the funds were not spent was advocacy and prevention for HIV/AIDS. In this case, I don't think there was an investigation as why there was a problem in the funding of the spent funds. But here we have the case of Vietnam. 34% of the donor funds that went to HIV/AIDS were not executed. Last case study we have is Ukraine, where the Global Fund committed $25 million for 2 years in Ukraine. They disbursed $7.5 million, but only $740 million were actually spent. So this led the Global Fund to suspend about $6.7 million in payments on grants to three organizations because of concern that they were poorly managed and behind schedule in meeting their goals. So why do disbursements not necessarily correlate with expenditure? First of all, because sometimes disbursements can be for several years, and expenditure are more tracked on an annual basis. And then there are delays in absorption and use of those funds. Mainly, we did a very extensive study, but from what we read in the literature and from the different case study, the problems identified were the lack of management capacity, the lack of financial management protocols, procurement and tendering processes, staffing shortage to manage and spend the funds, and a staffing shortage also to do the procurements, operations not necessarily in place to spend the money, paucity of commodities for purchasing, paucity of service delivery, and a lack of a need to show achievement of performance targets. So in conclusion, before assuming that we are giving certain amount of on health, it's important to look and examine what's happening at the national level and what was actually spent on those of those funds disbursed and committed, because this can reveal great bottlenecks in the delivery of services. And so there should be more focus of global databases and initiatives to track expenditure and to actually report them also on these databases. Thank you.